60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, but before we get into that, is it just me or is everybody more sick this year than last year?
I think it's just you.
Maybe it's just me.
It's the same. Yeah.
Personally, it feels like I've been infected with something for the past 5 months.
Well,
just don't know what it is. Been Googling my symptoms trying to figure it out. According to WebMD, a few top contenders, Hawaiian cat flu.
Ooh, that sounds fun and tropical.
Brain pox.
Uh-huh.
My brain has been very itchy lately. Reverse diarrhea.
Ew.
That's when it goes back up in your body.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Or Alice in Wonderland syndrome, where I'm already small, but I feel like I'm getting smaller. I don't know what it is, but it definitely seems like everybody is getting more sick more often lately. And now there might be an explanation as to why. A team of medical experts came out with a study saying the modern world is just becoming too sterile because of things like antibacterial soaps and Lysol wipes, and it's weakening everybody's immune system.
This is why we need to stop showering, everybody, and build up that immunity.
It's not showering, it's like licking toilet seats, Jose. Showering or not showering is not going to give you, like, sickness.
Well, I'm starting the movement.
Grabbing a public transit rail and then sucking on your fingers is what's going to do it for you.
Okay, let's do that too.
Yeah.
One doctor in Denver has a solution. Her name is Meg Lemon. Cool name. And she says it might be a good idea for humans to start picking their noses and then eating it.
She says
that doing that just once a day could help significantly boost your immune system.
Wow. And Dr. Meg, I'm out. Okay? That is disgusting. I watch my small children do it all the time and I'm like, God.
If you need an excuse to eat your own boogers, you've been looking for one, now you got one from an actual licensed doctor. So if somebody complains, be like, nope, this is doctor's orders. I have to eat my boogers. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If you get it wrong, get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
Me. All right. Got the shock collar while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
According to a recent survey, 1 in 4 Americans say they've left a restaurant in the middle of a meal because the experience was so bad.
Wow.
And the survey asked about the top things that can instantly ruin a night out at a restaurant. Some of the answers that made the top 4 include slow service or rude waiter, also dirty plates, glasses, or silverware, and messy or sticky floors. But what was the number 1 answer for things that instantly ruin a dining experience?
Can you read that list one more time?
Slow service or rude waiter, dirty plates, glasses, or silverware, messy or sticky floors.
It's like all the things I would have said.
Yeah.
I think what else it could be?
I mean, I think that there's one thing that's not on the list, and that's he didn't say anything about the food itself. So whether that be that the food is not good, or maybe that there's something in the food.
It's undercooked.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe it's too good.
Maybe it's too good and you just have to leave.
Like your mind, I deserve
this. Yeah. You don't want to ruin all the other food for you.
I will say, being a former server, I think I have the answer. The only time people would ever actually physically get up and move tables or leave was when they were too cold. Or like, we're by the window, or we're by the vent.
Oh, your temperature.
And they'd be like,
bad?
Can we move tables? And then sometimes they'd be like, you know what, we can't, I'm sorry.
I've had that happen too.
So I think that's a sneaky one.
What if it's something else that deters people from going out? What if they don't realize how expensive it is until they sit down and look at the menu and they're like, oh crap, I can't afford this.
See that happening? Or kids, like screaming kids, make people leave sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming adults, too. Not very good.
Very loud. If it's too loud.
Yeah,
just
that's
in general.
Good, too. People ask change there's of music a lot of, or turn it down.
Yeah. There's a lot of reports right now about how dining has just gotten extremely loud over the past decade because of all the, like, industrial looks, right, with the big open ceilings and things.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey asked Americans about the top things that can instantly ruin a night out at a restaurant. Some of the answers that made the top 4 include slow service or rude waiter, dirty plates, glasses, or silverware, and messy or sticky floors. What was the number 1 answer, though, for things that instantly ruin a dining experience?
What about hair in your food?
Yeah, that's super
always,
common.
It's always just gross.
I'm going to go with being loud.
Good answer.
Too loud.
A Recent survey found the top things that can instantly ruin a dining experience when you go out to eat. I gave you 3 out of the top 4 answers. You had to tell me number 1, and you guessed too loud. It turns out the main thing that can instantly ruin a dining experience and make you want to leave is when you sit down and you lose your appetite because you notice a foul or unpleasant smell coming from somewhere in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Too much noise was number 6 on this list, though.
At least on there. I've been someplace that stinks so bad you sit down and you're like, ugh.
Yeah,
what are they cooking back there? I got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake, so... sing that before I get shocked. Let me turn the shock collar on. I'm bringing sexy back. Yep. Them other boys don't know how to act. Yep.
Isn't that how you sound like Justin Timberlake is 65 and got really obese.
Yeah, you sound like Timbaland trying to remake it.
Didn't he do something like, wasn't there a part like that sound like
that? Yeah, you're like, take it to the bridge.
Yeah, that part.
That's it. But that's all.
Okay, let's try again.
Yeah.
Bring it sexy back.
Yep.
I think it's special. Behind your back. Ow!
Now that was JT.
That was
right
definitely
there.
JT. Yeah. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.